Why did Allah create us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for eternal, ultimate, infinite pleasure. We don't understand what perfection means because we're so imperfect ourselves. So when they say Allah is perfect, we're like, okay, cool, He's perfect. You know, this car is also perfect, that home is also perfect. It's that problem again of comparing things that we have here with Allah and attributing to them. Just the fact that you sit down and think a little bit about what perfection is in essence. And He is so perfect that He says this perfection has to reach others. He brings us here, gives us a taste, says, you like what you see? There's more. There's more waiting for you. Imam Ali says, don't sell yourselves for less than Jannah. Right here, someone will stop you. Say, okay, so you're saying He brought us here for pleasure, eternal pleasure. So why didn't He just give it to us straight up if He loves us so much? This question, why didn't He take us straight to Jannah? Is like that question, why can't Allah create a stone that He can't lift? Very simple. A stone that cannot be lifted is not a stone. If you call it a stone, that means it's material. Material can be lifted by Allah. The planets are revolving around each other and around the sun and the moons and all that. And you're talking about a stone not being lifted. That's a paradox. Perfection without being created and coming to this life, that's also a paradox. Perfection cannot happen through not being created and coming to the lowest level of existence. These bodybuilders out there, can you just give them muscles? Or they have to develop it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I can't or I would. But not because I can't. You will blow up. You can't connect a light bulb to the power plant and turn the power plant on expecting the light bulb to, you know, turn on. It'll turn to powder. Perfection, brothers and sisters, means that your capacity of the ruh grows to be able to accept that light of Allah and the pleasures that come with it. If you want to receive this greatness and not blow up, so to speak, you have to have developed capacity. Let's think about it a little bit. We have eternity before us.